past seven. It's time to welcome the Love North Coast Initiative back to the studio with Leah Schoen in the driver's seat and today's special guest, Andrea Santoriello from Arcis. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
To see you on a Friday morning. The weekend is here. You can feel the vibe. It's like this already.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful and beautiful sunny day on the North Coast.
And today we're talking about an exciting development. It's called Bolito Life. Isn't that strange? I used to have an email address that used to be editor@bolitolife.co. You remember that?
Yeah.
So I guess, we're obviously great minds think alike.
Indeed. We'll have to put Anne Style next to the bottom of our sign one day.
Well, if you qualify, that's the point. We have to check it out. What is the Bolito Life all about? You're the right person at the right spot to tell us.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Dave. Great to be here. So Bolito Life is an estate just on the corner of Douglas Crow and Moffat, so just behind us here at the Lifestyle Center. And we've got a variety of apartments, one beds, two beds, and three beds. And a very, very cool aspect of the estate is our short-term letting business that operates out of there. It's called Drop-In. And that basically is taking advantage of sort of the holiday makers and business people coming through to Bolito. So, we offer a full, service that offers our clients the ability to buy into the development and then not have to worry about the hassle of running the short-term letting. So, anywhere from actually furnishing the property, we take on that aspect for our clients. And then all the cleaning and linen and client conversations and booking and getting them in, we handle absolutely everything for our clients. So it's not only that, we do the short-term letting aspect, but we also have lots of homeowners and long-term rental investors that have also bought into the estate.
It sounds like a modern approach to a problem that's been looming for some time. People are very keen on the side hustle, second income from short-term letting. But the problem of managing it, that's always been the issue.
Absolutely.
So here is a great investment opportunity. In a sense, I think if you get it right, you could probably get your short-term rental business to pay off your bond. And at the end of the exercise, when you are ready to either move it on or move in yourself, it's all done and dusted and you've kind of broken. Well, not even, you've probably made money because, let's face it, any investment in this part of the world that is growing so fast tends to repay in many, many factors going forward. So what was the motivation for Arcus to develop this particular offering in Bolito?
It's a good question, and I think you've almost answered it for me. I mean, this is our third development in the North Coast. We've got Bolito Village just across the road, which we launched about 5 years ago, and that's fully complete and developed.
None left for sale?
Sold out. And
That's a remarkable. That is actually a huge accolade, because how many units does that comprise?
There's 482 in that development.
So you sold 480 units.
Indeed.
Wow. This goes to show. No, seriously, for anyone wondering about, we hear about the North Coast, we hear about Bolito, but these things are always overblown. Well, there is a concrete example of how a developer comes in, builds clearly what is in demand, and it sells in very rapid short order. I mean, it hasn't been long.
No, indeed. And I think it's, our market is, I'd say for the most part, it's young professionals. So, young guys that are getting into the property market and they're tired of renting, they want to own their own asset. And, these are young professionals that work in the North Coast, maybe in the Mhlanga region as well. And obviously a lot of people are working at home now.
Yeah.
So I think to go back to your question, why did we develop Bolito Life? We try and develop with our end user in mind. And I think, most developers like to claim this and say, they're building the best developments, but really, really what we do is we try create environments where really our buyers, our tenants, our owners can absolutely flourish. So what we do is we invest a lot of money into the shared facilities. And I think at Bolito Life, we've got the conferencing facility. So guys can come in there, if there's a conference or something that's happening, guys can stay in the short-term letting apartments. And obviously there's a massive gym, there's a pool, and probably one of my favorite facilities is our rooftop bar, which has a pizza oven. And obviously being Italian, it's very important that we can make a pizza with a beautiful view. And of course, we've got the braai there as well. So really, really great facilities for all of our clients. And I think you know, the inspiration behind Belito Life was really to bring something new to the market. So I think we pretty much are the first apart hotel type development. And that's important for us. And like you said earlier, you know, a lot of people want to get in on the action of the North Coast, and it's difficult. You know, we've got investors from Joburg that think it might be easy to have an Airbnb or short-term letting property on the North Coast, but the practicality of managing it, having the cleaning services, making sure that the soap is filled up and the tiles are clean and the linen and all of that stuff. And really, that's what we're trying to give to our clients through our drop-in service. And it makes getting into the investment game really, really simple for our clients.
It sounds excellent. Now, Arcus, you've joined other local property developers and businesses as partners of the Love North Coast movement. I'm keen to hear why.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think myself and Leah can answer this together. But, you know, I guess Belito in itself is a very, very big community. It's a community-driven area, and everyone knows everyone, and it really is a beautiful place. And I guess that's why it's growing so rapidly. And with the North Coast, you know, we as developers are often looked at in a negative light until the development's actually complete, and you know the roads are upgraded, and the infrastructure.
And you've done that. You've
correct.
Upgraded the entrance to that precinct.
Yeah,
big. And the widening of the M4 at that critical junction. And I think a lot of folk don't realize that, so good for you.
Yeah, thanks, David. I think, you know, on that point with the road, it's never fun. You know, there's going to be big trucks and construction and closed roads for a while, but you know, once that's done, you know, people look back and, you know, someone has to do it. And I think with developers, you know, part of our requirements to build our estates is to upgrade the infrastructure. And you know, not to get into the political landscape of our country, but without developers, it's often that infrastructure doesn't get upgraded. Yeah. So, you know, these short-term frustrations for the people living here actually end up being worth it in the long run. I mean,
long-term
roads,
benefits for sure.
Absolutely. So,
and of course, it also boosts the local economy, because the more folk that are moving into the area, there is more business, more custom for all of the traders in the area. And so it's kind of self-generating.
Absolutely.
In a sense. So this is good. And for those that are wondering what the hashtag Love North Coast is all about, Leah's been sitting very quietly and patiently waiting to tell us.
Very unusual for me to be quiet and patient all at
well,
the same time.
Well, you know, this is your moment to shine.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, so we're obviously very excited to have Arcus on board. The you know, developments like Belito Life, it tells that bigger story of the changing needs of the North Coast, and people are coming here for different reasons, and it caters to that market, which is incredible. If you know, for those who don't know, hashtag Love North Coast is a not-for-profit, non-commercial marketing initiative. It's been set up by a group of local business owners and interested parties who just really want to showcase the best of what the North Coast has and market it for tourism and investment purposes. For the betterment of all. So it's really just about everyone growing together. And
you see, the perception is the reality. And if the perception is good, the reality is good.
100%.
And everyone wins. So ultimately, more strength to your bow. Hashtag love North Coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Arcus group that has brought lots of good stuff to the region. And I presume intending to continue in that vein. Why not? When you're on a winning streak, why stop? What's next?
Yeah, so it's a super exciting 2026. We're actually about to launch a new development in the North Point Business Park, which is very, very exciting. We're going to have quite a busy December, I think, getting this property into the market. So it's called Belito Edge. Also a variety of apartments, 1, 2, and 3 beds. And I think it's sort of the next node that is taking shape. You know, we're very excited about it. We'll most likely slowly go into the market, and all of our investors that get a little taste and get excited to get in early. And then we'll have an official launch around March next year. So definitely keep an eye out on our social and website, and I guess anywhere where one would buy property.
Hashtag love North Coast.
Love the North Coast, absolutely.
And I would suggest also, just a little birdie whispered, you know, we've launched a thing called Belito Connect, which is the best of everything. It's not an app, it's a portal, it's a website. And what we're doing is we're hunting every service and every product and looking for recommendations, and then we check them out, and they sign a code of conduct that if there's an issue, we'll get involved to try and ameliorate the situation. But your developments must surely be up there, because we only look for the top, the best, the top six. So I'll have a chat with you a little later.
Yeah, awesome.
But good, I look forward to our next conversation. And it's truly wonderful to be part of a community that is growing, and growing in the right way. And as Andrea pointed out, yeah, there might be inconveniences in the growing stages, but the benefits that follow in terms of improved infrastructure for all are there to see, and it's not just empty lip service. You can see that here in the Ballito precinct in which we operate. If it wasn't for the Arcus development, there would be untold chaos in the traffic in the mornings on the M4, and apparently there is a bit of gridlock at the moment in Ballito. Right now, our investigative journalist Penny Faree just shot me a message. She's supposed to be in here already, and she's stuck in the traffic. Who knew we'd have traffic? Well, we do, but it's how you manage it that counts, and we're getting there. So thanks very much to my special guest, Andrea Santoriello from the Arcus Group, and Leah Schoen. You see, I used to call her Leah Kitchen because that's what she was when we were together in the media. And lovely to see you again, Leah. And
thanks,
Andrea,
Dave.
Thank you for joining me on the morning show.
Awesome, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
Indeed.
And the morning show continues.